Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, blockchain, digital payments? What's it all mean, and why is it important that you know that? And, you know, if you go to a certain ATM in Texas, you might be able to withdraw more than money. How about a human being? More on both of those on today's Flying Monkey Show. This story reported by CNN out of Corpus Christi, Texas. I think it's Corpus Christi, unless they serve extra Krispy Kreme there. And these people were driving through an ATM at the bank, and they were receiving notes that were coming out of the ATM that said, "Please help. I'm stuck in here and I don't have my phone. Please call my boss," with the phone number attached. Well, as people continued to drive through and were receiving these notes, they thought it was a joke. But the real deal is that there was a repairman changing the lock of a room that connects the ATM at the Bank of America in Corpus Christi. And this guy got stuck in there. And, you know, usually if there's a situation like that, they have their phone, but the repairman left his phone in his truck. So there was nobody around to set him free, and the repairman decided to write notes asking for help, and he slipped them through the receipt slot, hoping that one of the customers would see them. Well, a lot of customers thought the notes were a joke, but one person decided to call the police. And the police officer, Richard Olden, said, "Sure enough, we can hear a little voice coming from the machine." So they had to kick the door down to get the repairman out, and he was okay. But, you know, you might go to your ATM for cash or to make a deposit, but next time you might end up with a human being.
Hey, Joel, this is Rob. Just want to say hi, and I really enjoyed your storytelling as usual. And I like your voices, character voices. Bye.
Thank you, Rob. I am liking very much when I do the character voices. And I have more in me and will do more in the future. And I would love for you who are listening to call in just like Rob. Be like Rob. Call in. Just tap the little call-in thing and leave me a brief message. And say whatever you want. Give feedback on the show. You know, whether you love it or hate it. Tell me a joke. Share an interesting tidbit. Most important thing is to be brief with it. Call in and you might end up on a future Flying Monkey Show. Now, about that Bitcoin thing. For the past 3 months, I have slowly become fascinated with something that I wish I had become enamored with a few years ago, but it took me until recently to really get it. I'd been hearing a lot about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, but I felt like it was too complicated and that I really didn't understand it. And so since I didn't understand it, it wasn't something that I really felt was going anywhere. Well, being a futurist, that's unusual for me because I tend to glom on to technology that's relevant early on. Well, I have finally glommed, and I'm here to tell you that I am completely obsessed and enamored with the cryptocurrency world, and I'm digging in deep. And the more I learn, the deeper I see the rabbit hole goes, and I just see lots of opportunity. So there's a lot of people that will be coming to Bitcoin, and it will be relevant to you. Trust me on this. Cryptocurrency is the future of currency and of payments, and it's going to impact your life. And the sooner you understand it, it's really not all that complex, but the sooner, the better. Now, I'm not an investment advisor by any stretch of the imagination, but I am learning, and I've started another podcast with my friend Travis Wright, who is equally enamored with Bitcoin and Ethereum and Litecoin and blockchain and cryptocurrency, and it's really a wide, wacky, wild, wonderful world. There's a lot of W's. And we have started the Bad Crypto Podcast, badcryptopodcast.com. And if you search for Bad Crypto on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher, you'll locate our first episode. And the feedback so far has been fantastic because it's just a couple of guys who are figuring it out, talking about it in terms that us regular people would use and understand. So if you want to learn more, and I recommend you do, go and listen to the Bad Crypto podcast and let us know what you think about that. We'd love to hear your feedback as well, and hope you learned some good stuff. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Flying Monkey Podcast. Hope you're enjoying it, whether you're listening on the Anchor app, which they let you know if it's you listening on iTunes or elsewhere because they embed a little audio before and at the end. It's really actually a great promotional idea because I'm creating this podcast for free using this tool, and they're driving more traffic to their app by using it. Anyway, it's pretty cool. Check out the Anchor app. It's where you're allowed to do the call-ins. If you're just listening on the web, you can't do it. Or if you're listening in iTunes, you can't do it. But I want you to do it. Do it for me. Go and download Anchor and call into the show so that I can hear the sound of your voice for a change. And until next time, do good stuff. Oh, and watch out for the flying monkeys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.